I would like to begin today by introducing an idea that I will cover more in depth during Lent. But the idea that was kind of like a wind and blew, well, okay, it's my husband who was like, what about this? I'm like, oh man, I've got to look into this deeper, which happens often in our marriage. So the idea I would like to propose for us to start pondering on is the light and darkness on the same coin. If God is light, then the idea to think pondering on is that God is in the darkness, that God is the darkness. I know that kind of like, what? Just trust me, it all works out in the end. The idea, though, that I and that light and love are connected. The idea that I want to kind of extract is that darkness and sin are connected. Because I feel like they are not. And like I said, I will cover more of that because you can't do it in a 10-minute sermon, just no matter how much you try. So our focus today is on the light. And when I said light to the kids, they had some really good examples. And I think about like the lanterns that provide light in the night or in caves, or the flashlights and headlamps used when I was on my adventures as a kid, one or a young adult, wandering through the forest, and also the campgrounds that we would stay in. I think of the antique lamp that is at my folks' house that we use to build puzzles with, that I use to like when I have to thread the bobbin and all that. And then also those lamps that we use when we were working on cars, the yard lights that would illumine the yard for going out and working with the cattle or the corrals and going out into the night. And then the sunlight that helps us grow, that enriches us, that nourishes us as seedlings and encourages the growth. Furthermore, it is good to begin with the understanding that the scope of the depth for which light is varied. And our interpretation comes out of our own experiences and our life stories. I think of the richness, the complexity, the vastness within the subject of light, particularly when we dig into the theme which focuses on the triune God, whom we worship and honor. Then, with this focus, introducing the idea of that God is the light and God is in the darkness, is the darkness. Like I said, it's still something we're percolating. And the light that lives within us, and envisioning that light to be shining so brightly out of us as we become a beacon of God's love for us and for others. And when thinking about the idea of light within the triune God, we look at each member of the Trinity holding the light that is casting illumination into the darkness of the world. And then God created light, naming it daytime, nourishing the creation the Creator made for us to live within. Light is tightly connected through Scripture and our relationship with God. As a result, for the love of God that He has for the beloved children. And like I said, love and the light of God are so connected for us, and it enriches us. Light is tightly connected also through the Scripture and our relationship and understanding of God. As a result, from the love God has for us, which starts begin with the question, how is the light of God and the love of God connected? When we examine closer, light is a representation of God's love for us. God's love shines so brightly it lights up the world we reside in. The light encases within our hearts that are continually connecting to the one who created us and to one another. The brightness is then to be reflected on our relationship with God and one another. These two results of our relationship with the triune God is so interconnected and interwoven that it is hard to separate. However, there is a possibility that the connection between God and us gets distorted or blocked by our actions, our words and responses to the hurt the evil and the hatred that's within this world, which we understand is a result from the fall of humankind when sin was introduced by Satan into the garden. And the byproduct was then that sin entered the world, which as descendants we inherited from Adam and Eve. Now the idea that darkness and evil came later. It became as a way to justify slavery and those things, harsh actions that we have towards our brothers and sisters of color. So that's why we try to start separating that. Darkness can be seen as the dimness that we carry within ourselves during times of change or times of grief, the shadows that do not fully allow the light to shine because of the hardships of this world. Sin grows when we give in to our self-centeredness and when we erupt in our anger at the uncontrollable circumstances within our lives and the world around us. And it gives into the prejudices that we may harbor against others. Satan does not want us to experience the richness of a relationship with God that feeds into our relationship with others. Satan wants us to build walls around ourselves that dim and cut off the light inside of us. Looking into the text, what I found interesting is that John 3 provides a profound insight into the transformative power of faith in Jesus Christ and the overwhelming depth of God's love for humanity. It serves as a call of spiritual rebirth to step out of the darkness that may be indwelling us into God's marvelous light. This chapter prompts us to experience and share the incredible love of God that offers us through his Son, encouraging a life illuminated by truth and dedicated to the glory of God. The love that God freely gives us through the Son, which enables the Spirit to live within us and to dwell within us, that shines forth. The light of God inhibits our bodies and glows brightly when we remain within the streams of light. When we seek God's help to remove the walls or blankets or ivy that are interrupting us from being a light of the triune God and inhibiting the light that's said to shine. It is through Christ who reveals the magnitude of God's love, stating that God gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. John underscores that Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save the world and us as a result. Since I feel like light is talked about so deeply and richly to be connected with God's love for all, and it is important to us to see the roots of John 3:16 and to not let the richness and the connection of that verse to be taken from us by those who would exploit this verse and use it for their own gain. We are called to hold on to that promise of God's love and light to shine. Therefore, the great love of God walks with us and guides us through the darkness that gives way for the light to shine. As a result of God's love and light that resides, we can become a beacon into the world around us. When we look at our Lutheran understanding, we are called to be continually reforming, and part of the process is to claim God's love for us, because it, like I said, enables the walls we build around our hearts to be knocked down. It deepens our love towards those people, relationships, and circumstances in the world that would bring or introduce sin in our lives. Switching our focus once more, we hear from our church father, Augustine, who writes that love itself is a substance which by itself is worthy of the name of God and not merely because it is a gift of God. Furthermore, he adds, all love involves the Trinity if named by lover, beloved, and love. This view embraces the way God relates to us internally. St. Paul assures us, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord," which comes out of Romans. Another author we look at is Patricia Wilson Kastner, who says that light is an energy, an essence. Love is not simply one factor among the others in the dynamic of the universe itself and its relationship with God. It is an essence of the issue, the fundamental self-revelation of God and the basic energy that holds us all together. When we enter into a relationship with the lover, beloved, and the love that exists between them, we are encircled by an internal, all-encompassing love that we begin being caught up in the world. Luther, in the Book of Concord, talks about the inheritances we receive through God's love for us. He examples it through the preaching of grace, which proclaims the forgiveness of sins, but also a preaching of repentance and rebuke, which condemns unbelief. The gospel is, strictly speaking, the kind of teaching that reveals what the human being should believe who has been shrouded in the dark. It is knowing that Christ has atoned and paid for all sins apart from any human merit that has obtained or won the people for the forgiveness of sin, the righteousness which avails before God and eternal life. Finally, we look at our connection with one another, how we can see this lived out in our own lives. Some have offered thoughts that we are the light we see in our relationships, particularly with our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, parents, grandparents, that embracing the joy we experience through those relationships. On the flip side, that there's also those relationships that we struggle with, those that kind of cast us into a darkness that it's hard to see the love of God shine through them. So the question becomes, how do we demonstrate and give grace to those who have kind of a darkness enshrouding them? It helps us to incorporate the understanding that there are no easy answers, that we will be struggling with this question and trying to gain as much healthy and positive insight as we can. That all of us, in our relationships with others, there's those times that we wrestle with those relationships, that we all have been given the same opportunity to feel God's love and light pouring throughout us, but we may not feel it. The final question for us to ponder on is what might be blocking our ability to feel and show God's love and light for others. For we know, for God so loved us in this world that he sent his only begotten Son, true light from true light, begotten, not made, true God from true God, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Knowing that God is our lighthouse in that safe harbor, our beacon in the darkness that tries to surround us, that when we are in our grief, life changes, and those things that we experience, that God is with us in those. God is empowering us to become a lighthouse, a light, headlamp, yard light, a lamp for all those things that we are in relationship with. It is through this relationship we are strengthened and encouraged to share God's light and the life that lives within us to all who are created in God's image. Amen.